The next patient is Mr. John Jacobs. The last name, J-A-C-O-B-S. John is the first name. Number one. The patient is a 72-year-old white male patient of Dr. Medinci, M-I-D-I-N-C-E. M-E-D-I-N-C-E. Who is referred to the practice because of the presence of chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. Period. The patient has comorbidities that include severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease associated to heavy smoking that he has practiced for many years and still smokes a pack of cigarettes per day. Comma, a peripheral vascular disease, atrial fibrillation status post-stroke that will happen in 2022. The patient had an aortic valve replacement, TAVR, at the end of 2022. All these are contributory factors suggestive of nephrosclerosis, period. The patient is complaining of losing weight. He has lost a significant amount of body weight. He doesn't have any appetite. However, in the laboratory workup that was done in June of 2024, it shows an albumin of 4 grams per cent without alteration in the liver function test. Patient has no quantification of the protein in the urine. The ultrasound suggests that the right kidney was normal in size, the cortex was normal in size, and there was no evidence of calcifications or obstruction. In summary, we think that the patient has nephrosclerosis with a result in CKD stage 3B. Following number, the patient has a 2-year history of diabetes mellitus that has been under control. Hemoglobin A1C is 6%. Following number, the patient has the cardiovascular condition that we described, in which I have atrial fibrillation, was not taking the anticoagulants, developed a stroke, status post-TAVR. Following number, hypertension. The patient is taking metoprolol 50 milligrams POBID and lisinopril 40 milligrams, and he has a systolic that is 87. He feels extremely weak. We are going to ask to give 20 milligrams of lisinopril if the systolic blood pressure is above 120. I am not going to change the metoprolol, taking into consideration the atrial fibrillation with fast ventricular response that was present in the past. Following number, the patient has a BPH, nocturia times 2. Following number, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to heavy smoking. Following number, hyperlipidemia. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease without esophagitis. Period. We are going to adjust the blood pressure medication, monitor the diabetes mellitus, monitor the vital signs. We are going to rule out the adrenal insufficiency. We are going to assess the testosterone level. Dr. Medici has wrong CRP that has been normal, sedimentation rate that has been normal. There is no reason to think at this point in an autoimmune process, but we will check it if necessary. We are going to reevaluate this case in 4 weeks after the laboratory workup. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. In paragraph, I invested in the referral 20 minutes, in the face-to-face 30 minutes, and in the documentation 14 minutes.